Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I wear the uniform today because this is the month of Veterans Day, where we acknowledge and recognize those that served our country. And so in honor of them, and in honor of you, I wear the uniform of a chaplain of the United States Army. The basis for today's meditation, Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. The Lord paid attention and heard them. A book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son and serves him. We've now entered the bell lap of the Christian church in our liturgical calendar. Advent will soon be here. And so we prepare our hearts again for the coming of the Christ child, the Savior of all humanity. And so Malachi, in this text, addresses hope, a promise to his children who love and trust in him. The Lord pays attention and hears them, as the Lord God says to Malachi. Their names are then written in a book of remembrance. God certainly does not need a book of remembrance of his people. He is God. But this is a reminder of his kingship. The Persian emperor did the same, a book of remembrance. Scrolls of remembrance are an echo back to Deuteronomy. And in our own Lutheran Church and Missouri Synod, if you go over here to Concordia Historical Institute, there is a St. Martin of Tours memorial with a book of remembrance of all of our chaplains that served in the United States military. This text reminds me of a story, actually an event that occurred to me just a couple of days ago. I was visiting my grandchildren in Minneapolis, and I walked in and I was ambushed by my four-year-old granddaughter, full of energy, and she says, "Grandpa, let's run a race." I'm like, oh boy. So this oldest bundle of energy wants to run a race. The course is not a long one. We start at the refrigerator, and we run to the far end of the living room, and then we run back again. At first, the race was always close. Granddaughter would barely win. Then, my high-energy future Olympian of 4 years old wanted to make it interesting. I don't know where she found it, but out of nowhere, she pulled out this big monster medal with a thick ribbon and said, "Grandpa, we will now race for this medal. And when I win, I will wear it around my neck." The race was already decided. Off we went. Yes, she won, full of energy, screaming with joy. Now, I suppose you may think that I'm going to talk about the importance of continuing to work out, to walk, jog, run if you're able, lift weights, stretch often. That would be good, I suppose. But then I started to learn a lot more about this in our relationship to God and the prophet Malachi. I think, first of all, grandpas will always let granddaughters win. If you've been home for a couple of days and you notice how things change around you, imagine what it's like to return every couple months and see your granddaughter, how she's getting stronger and faster and gleefully laughing and barely winning against grandpa. But I think most importantly, it's not about competitiveness. It's about Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. It is the honor of being an encourager. You see, all of you come here, seminarians, professors, theologians, chaplains, pastors, as those who wrestle with God, as Israels. We wrestle with God. We ask, what is the meaning of this text? We wrestle with it. How can we take this to the people to which we are going to be under shepherds and bring it to them? We wrestle with the text. And that was really wonderful for me as an observer who comes by periodically. I get to watch you turn into Malachi. I get you to turn into my messenger, God's messenger. You never lose Israel. You will always struggle with God, and you want to do that. but you bring the message of the Lord God, of law and gospel, to his people. And so I wanted to proclaim to you today that there are three encouragements in the book of Malachi, and in just verse 17. The text, "They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the days when I make my treasure possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him." So the first encouragement is that the Lord God of Sabaoth says, "They shall be mine." God possesses us, and we belong to him. The second encouragement, we are counted upon as a treasured possession. The third encouragement, we are spared as an honored son. So encouragement one, the Lord God of Sabaoth declares, "They shall be mine." This is accomplished by the work of Christ alone. Focus on Jesus' mission. In the military, if you don't get the mission right, if you don't understand it, nothing you do matters. You're wasting time, energy, and resources. By not doing what the commander wants you to do, you place yourself and others in extreme lethal danger. So it's not your mission, but focus on the mission of Jesus for our life eternal. Our Lord himself demonstrated mission focus as he kept his eye on fulfilling the purpose for which his Father sent him. We read in Matthew chapter 16, "From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." Keep your eyes on Jesus as he leads us to those who long for his love. Hence the writer of Hebrews says in chapter 12, "Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of God." There's a strong connection to holy baptism. Through water and God's command, he enters our life. He loves us, he forgives us, and declares us to be our own, and that the old Adam's sin, death, the gates of hell, and the power of the devil, nothing. God says, "You are mine." The second encouragement that I give to you this morning, we are counted as a treasure to be possessed. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, we read how beautiful we are in the sight of God. His word tells us, "For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be people for his treasure possession. Out of all the peoples that are on the face of the earth." Wow, how God treasures us. In Isaiah chapter 41 we read, "But now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine." Now, the old Adam is strong. This is a difficult challenge for us to perceive that we are treasured. Some days, we don't feel like treasure. We don't appear as a priceless treasure. It's easy to feel down on yourself, to go negative, as they say, and not look at your baptism, to see the futility and frustration of life. If not careful, we can transition from sadness to despair, from being a people of hope to feeling hopeless. But the encouragement found here is about being transformed and giving purpose. As redeemed children of God in Christ, we are changed and we are different. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, we read about our treasured identity and vocation. The Apostle Peter writes, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." A treasure and a purpose. All things are rooted in Jesus' wonderful act of salvation born on the cross. The accomplishment of the cross triumphs over all trials, all challenges, all gut-wrenching disappointments, all fears, all worries. The third encouragement, we are spared as an honored son. We're not set aside as something of little value, a curio or a curiosity. Through redemption by way of God's one and only Son, we enter into his sonship with all the privileges and benefits and joys. Wow. To be a son, to partake in the grand purpose of another's life. To be a son refers to being tied to a person's character and their identity. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. It is our calling as baptized children of God, loved, redeemed, and forgiven, to be encouragers as we enter into the last days and await Jesus' soon return. So the first encouragement, the Lord God of Sabbath says, they shall be mine. God possesses us and we belong to him. The second encouragement, we are counted upon as a treasured possession. And third, the encouragement, we are spared as an honored son. We are in a race, perhaps different, oh, very different from that with me and my granddaughter, not running from refrigerator to living room wall, but a race where we are participants and encouragers. So be encouraged as one whom God desires to possess. Be encouraged as he sees you as a priceless treasure in Christ. Be encouraged as his honored child, and share this with others in the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.